Welcome to Monthly Movie Madness!
Madness!
This is our monthly segment in which we, of course, talk about the movies that are coming out this month, which there are a lot of lovely science fiction and fantasy films coming out, aren't there?
There are a lot of them, and some are even not actually science and fiction and or fantasy, but we're going to talk about them anyway.
No, they are. Okay, so anyway, so let's start off right off the bat. We'll give you our scores and just generally talk about these. So November 4th, the only film coming out November 4th is A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Booyah!
Yes, which is actually technically semi-fantasy.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It involves a conversation between Neil Patrick Harris and Jesus Christ in God's bar.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Santa Claus gets shot. Neil Patrick Harris actually has conversations with Jesus in God's bar.
Well, that's not the, whatever. Shut up. In any case, I'm not sure exactly what the plot is. A bunch of hijinks ensue. It's basically Harold and Kumar. Always. What it's always been. So, but I actually think it looks awesome.
Four, baby. Four. At least a four. I'm sorry. The first two, it took me years to actually go in and watch the Harold Kumar films.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
I just want to see this one because Neil Patrick Harris having
and
a
I
conversation
love...
Jesus.
Oh, I know, right. I'm actually a huge Cal Penn fan beyond this, so I have a crush on him.
Okay.
And Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. John Cho, too.
Stop bouncing your mic, jerk.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to. Shut up. Okay, next.
Well, November 11th.
November 11th.
It actually has a very clever title, which is smart of them to release it on November 11th.
It is.
Because it's called?
11-11-11.
The essential premise is basically Unbreakable meets Numbers.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Unbreakable meets the number 23, that movie with
yeah, it's
funny
just
gag.
A lame horror movie that's
based
on.
Oh, it's awesome.
On...
It's great.
Yeah, whatever.
Actually,
okay.
It's probably suck. It's basically a horror movie. He almost dies and he starts seeing the number 11, 11, 11 everywhere, and it's a conspiracy and there's like angels or something and the devil. So okay. I'm actually a 3, maybe. I think it kind of looks good. But
two.
I'm also a little sucker for...
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, you think it's going to be bad.
I'm sorry. 11-11-11. Seriously? It's like somebody's obviously going to make a movie that's going to come out on December 22nd, 2012. Because they're going to capitalize on this whole... And okay. Why didn't they have a 10-10-10 movie? That's what I'd like to know.
Because 10 isn't a
or 999.
Valid number. It's not a valid number. Anyway, moving on. So... The next one actually comes from the folks from that were partly responsible for 300, which is called Immortals. It is. It's got Mickey
More
Rourke.
Importantly, it's directed by Tarsem Singh, who has been responsible for some of the most beautiful, visually stunning, creative films that I've seen.
Stop bouncing.
I'm not bouncing. Shut up.
It is. It's bouncing.
I'm not even moving.
And now it's not bouncing. See? Stay frozen. In any case, yes. Yeah, so in visually, obviously, it's going to be very beautiful and stylized.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure what the plot is. There's a war and like
it's.
Whatever.
I believe it's one of the main characters from Greek myths.
Yes, Theseus is in this.
Theseus. Okay, so
yeah,
it's King Hyperion and the Heraclean army.
Yeah,
and Theseus is fighting back or something like that.
Right. It looks pretty. Visually arresting.
Yes.
I'm giving it a 5 because I really want to see this, and
I dude,
totally
right?
Dress up like yeah. But
me
I know
too.
I say this knowing it will probably be really stupid, like Clash of the Titans.
I've got more respect for Tarsem Singh than that. I don't think
okay.
So.
Okay. Well, all right.
He did The Fall, which is really one of the better films I've seen in the past 10 years.
I thought
and...
The Fall was all right.
And I actually did like The Cell, even though it got universally panned, but that movie was one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. And
that's not the one with J-Lo in it, is it?
It is, actually.
Oh, okay. That was a creepy movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of a mad Tarsem Singh fan, so I've got high hopes for this film.
All right, cool. Well, the next one is like an indie film with whatever her name is.
Kirsten Dunst and
yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes. It's called Melancholia, and it is vaguely genre in the sense that most of it seems to be focused on the human drama, and I'm not sure exactly what the human drama is, but there's a planet that is coming towards Earth and is threatening to crash into it.
Yeah.
in the background of this story. So it's sort of like...
It's very much a speculative fiction.
It is, but it's... I really want to see it. It's a 4 for me.
It's a 4 for me as well. It looks interesting.
It looks
very,
very
interesting,
although I didn't like the music in the trailer.
In the trailer, yeah.
Because it was so ridiculous. Like, you're just desperately trying to make this look like a French arty film.
Basically. Although it might actually be a French arty film, so who knows.
It
All
might
right.
be. But anyway, next. I'm looking forward to that. Next one, well, November 18th. Which is basically
shit. Do we have to mention
up.
This, or can we just, skip
let's
it?
Just, let's just, Breaking Dawn Part 1 comes out. All right.
Vomit.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's a 1. I'd rather kill myself. It's
yep,
stupid. She gets pregnant by Edward, and Jacob throws a hissy fit and becomes a wolf again. So, whatever. Right. 1, I'm not going to, I would rather bleed out on the sidewalk at Occupy Wall Street. The other one that's coming out, I had high hopes for until I saw the trailer. Happy Feet 2. Now,
I know, because the first one's so adorable.
And the first one had a message. It was it was a story that was really complex for a children's story. It was adorable and complex. And this one seems to be
we like Dancing Penguins movie.
Dancing
Singing Penguins. Very important.
It just, what happened? And I guess maybe the problem is like when I saw the trailers for Happy Feet 1, they were the same kinds of trailers. It was Dancing Singing Penguins. And I guess maybe I got blindsided because I went and saw it and was like, oh my gosh, it's actually all. But maybe there is a complex story underneath it. I'm saying an eh, maybe, but I'm not. I'm seeing sequelitis all over the place on this bastard.
I'm giving it an eh maybe because my children will probably force me to watch it.
Okay, good, good. Well, that takes care of November 18th then.
Yes, and brings us to the good one. November 23rd. Yay!
Mostly a good month. So let's
monthly. Okay, it's half and half. It's a 50-50 day.
Okay, well, let's get rid of the one I'm assuming we both don't give a crap about, which is Piranha 3DD.
Yeah, that's a 2.
I didn't even know it was coming out and there was a sequel.
I did.
But it's a 1. I'd rather kill myself. This movie looks dumb. And here's why. And I told you this off podcast. It's because it's a movie that requires its characters to be mentally handicapped morons.
Okay, no. I was talking to my husband about this last night because we watched Evil Dead. Horror, in general, requires all of its characters to be mentally retarded.
No. Not always.
Yes.
No.
Mostly.
No. This one requires them to literally take out their brains from their heads and keep it in a safe. Because essentially it's a movie in which piranha get in a pool.
Yeah.
So
and
they
the,
stay
and then
in
they,
a pool.
They stay in the pool.
At what
genius.
Point,
like, genius, I tell you.
At what point does this seem like a smart idea? Just, like, get out of the water. There's a shocker. Anyway, so we can move on from that.
Yes, I'm giving it a 2 just because I'd like to leave it open for future torture cinema watching.
Well, to be fair, any 1 or 2 in this is technically open.
It's technically open. To
they could torture us with a really bad horror movie.
Well, no, because Twilight, I'd just rather kill myself.
But we might have to watch it.
We might have to watch it. Crap. Okay. Yeah, the other iffy movie that's coming out on November 23rd is Arthur Christmas.
Oh, okay. I was good. I was worried you were going to not say that. What you were going to say?
No. You know, it looks moderately amusing, but... Yeah.
The trailer I saw gives you more of the story than the one others have seen, which seems to be, like, just kind of making fun of the elf thing. This one seems to have a story in which he gets involved and sort of to help a child.
Right.
Which is why it gave me more than a 2. I'm giving it a 3.
The only reason I want to see this, I'm giving it a 3 as well, is 1, it looks moderately amusing. 2, well, I think my kids would like it. 3, the voices. The people doing the voices for this film are some of my favorite British actors, period.
McAvoy.
We got James McAvoy, Hugh Laurie, Jim Broadbent. Oh my God, I love him. Bill Nighy and Imelda Staunton. And... These people are great. They're great character actors, and they're great voice actors. So, it gives me a little bit of hope for the film.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we're both a 3 for it. You'll probably see it because, well, yeah.
I probably will because it looks like a moderately heartwarming Christmas film.
Yeah. So the next one coming out this month on the 23rd is Hugo. Based on the book,
The Invention of Hugo Cabret.
Yeah.
Which my children own. And it's one of the most stunning books ever.
I really want to see this. It's a 5. If there was such a thing as a
costume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a second. And the movie looks, I mean, this is what I hope for in fantasy films for children. Is really,
it's the adventure and
yeah,
it just looks really good. It's got great cast. Sacha Baron Cohen plays the conductor guy, which is great because it's nice to see him getting like.
And I love Ben Kingsley. I really, really, truly do. So
yeah, and it's got
and
great
I
cast.
I still love Jude Law even though I'm mad at him. But I want people to remember too: this film is directed by Martin Scorsese.
I know it's
this
be
is
awesome.
Not just a film based on a kid's book. This is a film based on, I believe he won a Hugo for this, or not a Hugo, one of the other awards, Brian Selznick. Yeah. I think it won one of the Newbery Award winners. So yep. It's one of the better children's books that's come out in the last few years.
Yeah, so it's going to be good.
So, and then it's being directed by one of the best directors of all time. And I think this is his first fantasy film. And that, I mean, this is going to be an epic film.
It's going to be good. So anyway, so the next one that is going to be totally epic, The Muppets.
It just makes me happy. This makes me giddy.
The Muppets.
I mean, it's The Muppets. The Muppets. Come on.
It's a five. If I could dress up as a Muppet, I would dress up as a Muppet. Oh, my God.
I don't have any Muppet costumes.
What I loved about this is not that it's The Muppets, which is great. And it's just going to be wonderful because it's the Muppet. It's that they make references to all the old Muppet stuff. Like, there's a scene where in the car, and it's the manamana, doo-doo-doo-doo. And then one of the guys goes, maybe we should have got a bigger car.
I'm sorry. You can't go wrong with the lead actors, the actual, not lead actors, the guest stars of Jason Segel and Amy Adams, who are two fantastic comedic actors and so cute, and they're willing to sing. And
oh yeah,
this
yeah.
is going to be such a fun film. And it finally, you know what it does is it lets me reintroduce the Muppets to my children. And I grew up the Muppets. I'm sure you grew up the Muppets. Most of our listeners probably grew up the Muppets. They're such a positive force in films. I shouldn't say force. They're such positive characters. They have such positive stories that really are so heartwarming that's why both the Muppets and Hugo are fives in my book. These are the types of films that I, as a parent, want to be able to take my kids to over the holiday season. And I'm really excited about it.
Yay.
And Kermit.
Yay. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be very, very awesome. I'm looking forward to the Thanksgiving weekend because I am going to both these films Thanksgiving weekend. Booyah.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so, but I probably won't because I'm a loser. But in any case.
Way to end it on a really sad note. Thanks.
Well, I have this thing called I teach on the 23rd. So
you're teaching on Thanksgiving?
The 23rd. Just not Thanksgiving. I don't have a choice. Bite me. Anyway, so we got to close out.
You're teaching the day before Thanksgiving?
I have to, yeah.
Are you sure you have classes that day? You might want to double check.
Yep.
Whatever. Poor Sean.
Anywho,
his life
so
is sad.
That's the movies for this month. Let us know what you think of them. And if you see them, maybe come and write a review for us. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, so we will see. We'll see you all next month with the next monthly Movie Madness.
And hopefully we'll have some more good movies. Holiday feel good happiness.
Yes, we will.
Yay!
December. Yay. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.